Ian, anything you want to ask in terms of some of the stuff that we've just been covering?
Yeah, so I think, as you've pointed out very well, the pros and cons of liquid versus tissue. In breast cancer, we have a lot of patients who have bone-only disease. I think that was one of the examples you mentioned. So we are doing more liquid biopsies. And, you know, we've said now multiple times about this idea, if you see something, it's there. Probably if you don't see something, it may not be absent. Is there some way of looking at a liquid biopsy report and get a sense of how likely it is to pick up a particular mutation? I mean, I had a patient who has clinically HER2-positive cancer. She didn't have biopsiable disease, so we got a liquid biopsy. And it showed, you know, a few mutations at allele frequencies of like less than 1%. And the patient called me up and said, what's going on? It's not showing that my cancer is HER2 amplified anymore. Is my cancer now HER2 negative? And I worried that because there probably wasn't a lot of DNA there or tumor DNA in the biopsy, is that why they didn't have the sensitivity to detect the HER2 amplification at that point? Is there something you can look at and just and say, this is probably going to be reliable or not?
That's a great question. What you alluded to, the allelic fraction, can tell you a lot about what's going on in your sample. So if you have one, as was presented earlier, where one of the alleles was detected at 40-some-odd percent and the other one's at 0.01, that test has gone well and has detected circulating tumor DNA, and you can rely on those results. It's ones where you have very low allelic fractions, where you're uncertain if the enrichment techniques actually worked to collect as much DNA in there, and then also if your tumor is actually shedding the DNA to begin with. Because that's what these assays rely on, is the tumor shedding the DNA into the bloodstream. And that usually happens under two circumstances, either a highly metabolic tumor or a tumor that's actively undergoing apoptosis and dying and releasing that into the bloodstream. So you can kind of squint and say, all right, is this disease like really aggressive? And if it is, it should be producing a lot of DNA into the bloodstream. If it's not, if it's kind of indolent, then you might not expect there to be a whole lot of DNA in there. And in those cases, what comes back is maybe not the best picture of what that tumor actually is carrying.